settlements using the same language that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has used to criticize settlements. We don't see why the U.S. will veto it, Abbas said. It's not clear if the U.S. will veto the resolution, as it often has passed resolutions criticizing Israel. With Israeli-Palestinian peace talks at a standstill, Palestinians say they will appeal directly to the international community to recognize a Palestinian state. Brazil, along with Argentina, Bolivia, and Ecuador, have recently recognized Palestinian statehood. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Old West outlaw Billy the Kid won't be getting a pardon from outgoing New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. Richardson looked over a promise by a territorial governor about 130 years ago to issue the pardon and says he couldn't enforce it.
Across the board, what I think maybe tipped the scales with me is that Billy went ahead after not getting this pardon and killed two deputies.
That's New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson this morning on ABC's Good Morning America. You're listening to NPR News.
It is 33 minutes after 8 o'clock, and you're with WCVE Public Radio HD. Support for NPR comes from the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, supporting the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse. Reporter and columnist Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for weekly analysis of Virginia political news. And good morning, Jeff. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Guten Morgen, Damen und Herren.
Last week, we talked about Bob Marshall, his opposition to gays serving in the Virginia National Guard. And this week, the always colorful Joe Morrissey has come out in opposition to Bob Marshall.
Yes, it's interesting. These two members of the House of Delegates quite literally sit in opposite corners of the House chamber. Both can be quite pugnacious. Morrissey is going to introduce legislation, he says, that would prevent the Marshall Bill, about which there are numerous legal and constitutional questions, from ever going anywhere. Bottom line is, of course, Marshall wants to close the Virginia National Guard to gays. This is a response to the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Morrissey wants to make sure that gays can openly serve in the Virginia National Guard, as they will be allowed in the national military. There are going to be all sorts of debates over this thing, whether it's even appropriate. Bottom line is the Guard is heavily subsidized by the federal government. Even Ken Cuccinelli, a no friend of Virginia's gay community, has said this. And that in all likelihood, the gay fighting men and women will not have a problem. But Bob Marshall will have a chance to do something he does exceptionally well, and that is paint a very bright line. And of course, all this will be taking place in an election year.
The U.S. Senate race is kicking off. This is for the seat occupied by Jim Webb in 2012. And also this week, Jamie Radke filed to run. She's associated with the Tea Party. What are the implications for this for Republican George Allen?
Well, certainly the Radke candidacy will generate parallels with the candidacies of other Tea Party activists in other states, Christine O'Donnell in Delaware, Sharon Angle in Nevada. However, it's important to point out that Jamie Radke has demonstrated a real ability to organize and execute. She helped put together that big Tea Party convention in Richmond in October. More than 2,800 activists turned up. And there was a big cattle call for candidates, actual and perceived, and among them was George Allen. And he has been received in Tea Party circles with some skepticism, despite a very conservative record as governor, less so as a United States senator. And Allen is viewed very much as a big government Republican, supporting big deficits and big spending programs, the sorts of stuff that are anathema to Tea Partiers. Now, whether Ms. Radke would be able to stop Allen, who is getting ready to announce his candidacy, or one presumes is getting ready to announce his candidacy, remains to be seen. Is this going to be a two-way race, or could it be a crowded field? That might very well work to the advantage of George Allen.
Two things we've been hearing about all year, and they're related, are the budget and roads. What is the governor's plan now to...
As you know, the governor has put yet another proposal on the table to do something about the transportation system. This one is a $4 billion plan, of which $3 billion would be covered by the state's credit card. And there's a lot of suspicion among Democrats, even among editorialists, about going even deeper into debt by issuing bonds to support the transportation program. You know, the governor is trying to blunt this, and just the other day rolled out the endorsements of 26 business organizations. They all say they like the plan, but there's a big fat asterisk next to this endorsement, and they say it just doesn't go far enough. And this skepticism, this uncertainty about the McDonald plan will hang over it as it works its way through the General Assembly. Senate Democrats are very leery of pulling out that credit card again to support transportation, and that could portend some difficulty for the governor going forward.
Speaking of the governor and roads and budgets, we're just hours away from January, and what that means, in addition to us all writing the wrong year down in our checkbook, is the convening of the General Assembly, but also the first anniversary of McDonald in office. How does he feel about his first year?
You know, the governor has been doing sit-downs with a number of reporters, among them my colleagues Olympia Miola and Tyler Whitley, and what jumps out at one who reads through these stories is that the governor claims he's not been sufficiently bold and is promising to be more so in 2011. Of course, there have been bumps from the beginning. There was that flap over gay state employees, the Civil War proclamation, the collapse of offshore drilling, and, of course, ABC privatization doesn't seem to be going anywhere.
We've got about 30 seconds left, so on to the General Assembly. Again, they'll be convening in January, but already some activity in there with the resignation of one of the delegates.
Yes, Tom Geer, not a household name in these parts, from Hampton, very conservative, very partisan, very much a reflection of what the House of Delegates has become. You know, he's stepping down because of health issues, a continuing struggle with multiple sclerosis. He is also an ABC privatization skeptic, so maybe his departure might work to the governor's advantage. Who knows?
Reporter and columnist Jeff Shapiro joining us from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for analysis of Virginia political news. And thank you again, Jeff.
Happy New Year.
Time now, 39 minutes after 8 o'clock.